KX93.5 Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, and we are really pleased to be joined on the air now by Carson Tanner and Bailey Tanner of T Street Volleyball. What's up, guys? How are you?
Great. How are you
good.
Doing?
How are
yeah,
you?
Nice. You guys are veterans of the radio station. You might as well have your own volleyball show at this point. You've been here so many times. I love T Street. Full disclosure, my stepdaughter, Julie, is one of the T Street club members. She made the club team this year. She's on Jackson's team, and she loves you and only has wonderful things to say about you. So thank you for being a positive influence in her life.
Yeah, for sure. She's great. So
awesome. Yeah. So, why don't you guys just start off and tell us a little bit about what T Street is, and then we'll get into kind of the weeds about specific program offerings.
Well, T Street's a volleyball club that we train players age 10 to 18. So middle school through high school. And last season, we won 2 national championships at the open division, which is the most elite, prestigious division. And this season, we just started our practices officially, and they're going great. Girls are having a good time, lots of smiles, lots of improvement that we're seeing. And we can't wait to try to match the success of the last few seasons this year.
Well said. And a little bit about the history. Talk about your dad and how your volleyball family got ultimately into having a clinic and club teams.
Yeah, I mean, Troy was a big-time indoor player in college and then on the national team, you know, Olympic gold medal is big time. And then he went to the beach and had an awesome career there, tons of accolades. And then he coached Misty May and Kerry Walsh to a gold in Beijing, you know. So, I mean, he's done it all. And we just got to learn from him and then kind of just keep going from there. So it's really cool.
When you guys were kids, did you love volleyball or was it thrust upon you or both?
Well, Bailey forgot to mention that he coached at BYU.
Okay.
And they won a couple championships there in BYU. And oops. I was I was the ball boy for 4 years.
You so were.
I was standing sideline watching some of the best players in the world
cool.
at that level compete and win championships. So I loved volleyball. Everyone wants to be like their dad. So we grew up loving volleyball, but yeah. They were really supportive with all sports. I played hockey, I played soccer, I played a little bit of everything, and Bailey played softball.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so we love volleyball. We love all sports.
Cool. And then what led him and then ultimately you guys to want to now teach young kids and start club teams for teenagers and preteens?
Yeah. Well, we've had that background and got into coaching a young little 12s team when I was a senior in high school. And then I went off to school. I came back, got back into coaching, and I kind of just fell in love with it and never stopped from there. And Bailey just got back from Poland where she was playing professionally.
Yeah.
And so she had a terrific collegiate career, terrific overseas career, and she got back and she didn't want to leave the game. And so it just kind of naturally fit into what she loved doing, teaching and staying a part of the sport.
Is your dad at all involved in coaching still, or is he kind
very,
of
very
yeah okay
yeah he kind of so what he does is oversees everyone, kind of. There's like we all kind of are in the same systems and speaking the same language and making sure that everyone's doing the same thing, and he gets in there and helps with practices and everyone loves it. It's
yeah.
great.
So, I mean, for a non-volleyball family, and there's lots of girls that come play, maybe just because their kid is tall or whatever,
yeah.
or maybe they want to do a sport like our daughter, just wanted to do something and basketball wasn't sticking with her. What would you suggest or what would you say volleyball does for a young girl that or a young boy that they wouldn't otherwise get maybe from other sports or just something that kind of that makes volleyball shine for these kids?
I think the pace of play is really fun. There's a lot of action. You get to touch the ball a lot. It's also nice to be on one side of the net. You know, it's not a physical contact sport. It's not like basketball where you're going shoulder to shoulder. You know, that's great. You know, a lot of players love that, but it's nice just to kind of be on your side of the net. You're with your teammates, you're high five on your teammates. And I'd say just the pace of play.
Totally. And I think it's more exciting to watch often,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, I mean, for us, I guess we're kind of biased, but it just seems like there's a lot, like you said, it's just fast moving and there's a lot to look at.
Cool.
You know, in a small court, so it's not like you're far away from the action.
Yeah, I mean, even watching some of the 12-year-olds play is fun, you know?
Totally.
Like, it's fast and they're pretty mm-hmm. good, you know?
They're very good.
So, again, Bailey Tanner and Carson Tanner in studio talking about T Street Volleyball today, and we want to highlight some of the programs that you can sign your kids up for. So let's start with what's in Laguna, because that's where a lot of our listeners are. And again, my daughter Julie was part of the Tweens League here in town. So talk about what's offered in town.
Yeah, so in Laguna, out of St. Catharines Middle School, we do a tweens program, which is for about 9-year-olds to 13-year-olds sometimes. And it's basically a mini club season. You know, they get the full experience, and they get the uniform, and they get the tournaments, and they get the good coaching, and they're learning all the same things as these girls that are playing club, you know, in Irvine and Pomona, but they only have 2 practices a week. It's a little bit less of a commitment, and then there's not quite as many tournaments. You know, it's 2 to 3 volley high tournaments and then 2 to 3 inner squad scrimmages. So, I mean, it's still competitive and fun and fast paced, but it's not quite as gnarly as the full club.
Well, for us, it was a great way to decide whether Julie really wanted to continue with volleyball or not. And I'm sure most kids who play tweens probably do. And then some are like, you know what? Oh, cool. I've done it. I'm going to move on to something else. But this is like your breeding ground to decide if you do want to graduate to club.
Totally. Yeah. Nice stepping stone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So then once you complete tweens, maybe you're 13, mm-hmm. you're ready to make that decision. Then what do you do at T Street?
Then, I mean, all summer long, camps and clinics are cranking, you know, getting girls ready for tryouts, and then they try out, you know, but our summers are insane. It's just everyone is trying to get better and trying to get reps before, you know, and it
right.
looks really good.
Yeah. And then, so talk about the club teams a little bit. So they try out for a club.
Well, we have all sorts of levels. We've got club teams with players who are going to go get full scholarships in the Big Ten and Pac-12. And we've got club teams full of players who their goal is, I want to make my high school team. And we've got teams where they just want to be a part of a team and they want to learn the sport.
Right.
They want to make friends and they want to enjoy, you know, the thrill of competition. So we've got programs and levels of teams from the most elite youth players in the country to the absolute most beginner.
Right.
And we're teaching all these players the same vocabulary and the same systems and the same techniques. And that's what's really sweet about T Street is that consistency of training, whether you're a 10-year-old who's never touched a ball before or whether you're 17 on a full ride to BYU, you're learning the same language and you're learning the same rhythms of the sport.
I think that is what's so unique and interesting about T Street. I don't know of any other organization that has some of the winningest, best club teams in the country. And then you also coach 12-year-olds, you know, because you want them to get to learn the sport. I mean, I think it really shows like a testament to you guys and your dad of how much you want to give back to the sport and give back to these kids. But you also want to win, you know, and have some really competitive teams. And you manage to do both really successfully. So I think that's very unique.
That's our goal. That's exactly what our goal is.
Yeah, really cool. So I did notice, you know, I finally noticed on the patio outside the Irvine location, there's a bunch of bricks of where some of your players have gone to school. Can you highlight some of those people and those players off the top of your head?
Yeah,
sure. There's a brick for a gal named Catherine Plummer. She plays at Stanford. She was the NCAA Freshman of the Year a couple years ago, and she's got 2 national championships under her belt at this point.
MVPs, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. There's, I mean, there's girls in every Power 5 conference. That's, you know, Big 10, ACC, Pac-12, missing a couple, but a couple kids play at Utah right now.
It was impressive. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like so-and-so, you know, Saddleback College, no offense to Saddleback, but it was like UCLA and UCSD and
big
like
names.
Big schools. I was very impressed to see that. Would you say that playing for T Street also gives you access to those sorts of schools and those sorts of scouts or coaches 100%. Of colleges and stuff like
that. Yeah, we have great relationships and great, you know, these coaches want to recruit from us.
Right.
You know? So they are always looking for T-Street girls and we love it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Winter Tweens League specifically, which is that going to be at St. Catharines?
Yeah, there's one there. There's also one in Irvine and one in Pomona, but that's kind of the same specifics. It's just, I think it's January through May. And it just, they get fired up and it's awesome. They get a lot better.
So that is open for signups now.
Yes.
And how do they do that?
Yeah. So all of that information is on tstreetvolleyball.com. And the website's really nice. It's really well done and easy to read, you know, but all the programs and everything is on there. So
yeah,
that's what I'd recommend is going there.
I also want to give a shout out to like the parent community of T Street because, you know, sports parents can be a little bit much, you know, for a lot of sports. But I have found that the moms and dads of T Street girls, it's just this tight community already. I mean, Julie's only been on the club team for a few weeks, but we're already planning weekly team building outings And, you know, there's this line of communication between all the parents. It's really positive and friendly. So it started to build this like new community for us, for our family among T Street families that we had never seen before. So it's just all around a positive experience. Really cool.
Yeah. I think that you're right. You know, sometimes parents and youth sports, things can get a little weird, but yeah, the parents that we have at T Street are amazing. And I think that part of it is they see how special of a organization it is. They see the organization that we have. They see the quality of training. They feel the culture that we've created, and they're really appreciative to be a part of it. And so there's like this back and forth gratitude. We're grateful for them for facilitating their daughter's experiences. They're grateful for us for training and teaching their daughters how to play and how to be, you know, more productive members of society.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a mutual kind of appreciation, I think.
Yeah, I've seen that too. So what about you guys? Are your professional careers over with? Are you now just coaches and teachers, or what's going to happen?
Well, I never played professionally.
Only Bailey.
She was the best of the Tanner siblings. Best player.
I'm very done playing.
You are done.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I've had a lot of roles, you know, in volleyball as a player, and this role that I'm in now is my favorite.
That's
so
awesome.
I just love it.
Really well said. All right. Well, again, Bailey Tanner, Carson Tanner of T Street Volleyball. One more time with the website where they can get all the information and all that.
That's all at tstreetvolleyball.com.
Okay, cool. And we want to thank you guys as always for your support of our station and for what you've done for our daughter, Julie. It really means a lot. So thank
you.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Great.